Hey, it's Dan Harmon from Harmontown. I want to tell you about an exciting new podcast coming to Feral Audio called Launch Left. Rain Phoenix and Moon Zappa are going to interview extraordinary minds, mavericks, and pioneers in their fields. This season, Launch Left is going to celebrate nonconformists like Michael Stipe, Shepard Fairey, Spike Jones, Mario Batali, and many others. And those guests are also going to spotlight their favorite left-of-center emerging artists. So listen and subscribe now at feralaudio.com/launchleft, iTunes, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can do it however you want, man. That's the nonconformist part.
Feral Audio.
Twisting the Wind here on the Feral Audio Network. My name is Johnny Pemberton, and this is it right here. You're here right now. You're here with me. You're in good hands. You've got big dance, and you've got unswollen glands. Unswollen glands are the sign of normal. Actually, that's just normal glands. If your glands are unswollen, that's a normal thing. That's not a, it's not a good thing. It's not a special thing. It's a normal thing to have unswollen glands. Okay. So that means you're just normal. You're good right now. You're super good. You're chill. You're freaked. You're funky. Your dad's here, and we're just, how do you like that, huh? The boy, the wishes, the toy, the candle, the saddle, Christian McBoy. A bubble, a rump, a castle, a cringe, a thump, a wishbone, a baby, a fringe. A catalog nighttime while you look up the number, coming back home to an old crumb blumber. It's a blunder of buses inside of a snack, kissing little babies outside of the back. You know, for the wish, for the hound, for the tish, you went to art school yesterday, and now you're just a kiss. There's no mix under, no mixologist asunder. Blow back, CIA says this, oh thunder. Like a rocket of Katusha, shot off in the night, a baby smells lettuce and begins the good fight. Deep in the dirt, the groundhog head humble. The dirt swells up, and the name is a jungle. The plant leaves flap and the flippers are flapping, and the thunk is a crunk with the crasp of a cracking. The old badgy do with the blick of a hanser, ancestors spring up, hands in air for an answer. You say to the school, McVee double dool, I double this back with an old broken stool.
It's so good to be here. It's so good to be back. Sorry I had to go into all that stuff just now. I just really had to sort of get into a place where I could range out and spread my gold out. You know what I mean? It's been a while since I've done a podcast, so I guess I'm a little bit not sure where I am in terms of who I am, what I should be saying. I just feel a bit, what's the word? I just gotta work it out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've got my feet braced up against the door frame, and I'm pushing up as much as I possibly can in opposition to that to steady myself, and that's where I am. That's where we are. It's been a couple weeks, everybody. So it's been a really great couple of weeks, though. It's been a very outstanding couple of weeks. I've been traveling with good, dear, best friend Duncan Trussell in the country of Australia and a little bit in the country of New Zealand, which is like Australia, but slightly less developed in terms of all things. It was just outstanding. I think there's some people who are listening right now who probably went to those shows. Everyone was great. Everyone was, I mean, it's easy to say that. It's easy to just be like, yeah, they were super great. How'd you like it? What was it like? How was it? It was outstanding. I mean, think of the greatest thing ever, but then you can't think of the greatest thing because it's something you haven't experienced. So what is that? What is the greatest thing that you have to have experienced to know about? So you can't, it just was outstanding. What a weird different dimension that is. It's like being in America. It's like being in a cooler version of America with people who are pretty, I think in general, probably a bit smarter, or at least more worldly or something. Because there was some stuff in those shows that was just, it was gangbusters, baby. It was like performing for, it was really enjoyable. It was really great. All those cities, Perth, Adelaide, Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, every one of them was great. Melbourne's exceptional. I found Melbourne to be exceptional for me personally. Doesn't mean anything in terms of the city. I spent less than 24 hours in each place. It's hard to really judge a place except for Sydney. Spent a couple of days there, days off. Spent a little time in the botanical gardens there. Outstanding botanical gardens. Something to rival anything ever. This is my Australian accent. It's kind of a subtle one here. I have a different one that's a little crazier, but for right now, I'm going to use this one. This is a very normal Australian accent. Hello, how are you? Right? No worries. Everyone in Australia says that all the fucking time. No worries. No worries. No worries. Oh, no worries all the time. It's great. That's how they live. No worries. So, I mean, I could possibly, but I'm not going to right now go into depth and detail about that trip other than tell you it was just outstanding, and that was a big reason why I just haven't been able to get a podcast in here. Just been too fucking busy to sit down in a Delta Dream and blast out a Golden Daddy. But here's one for you today. This is a real great one. Feels good to be back doing Phil's Bill. That feels good to eat rice with mustard. Big fan of rice with some Dijon mustard. Just plain. But yeah, make me some plain white rice with Dijon mustard and mix it in and I'll eat it. Maybe some cracked pepper, put some parm, some cheese in there, some greasy parm. Yeah, I'm fine with that. And maybe some arugula, a big old arugula salad on the side that's got not too much salt. Hey, went to an Italian restaurant the other day. I put a bunch of fucking salt on my salad. Give me a break, honey. Okay, sweetheart? Thank you. I always ask this and I'll ask again, please rate and review the podcast if you haven't already. Please subscribe to it if you haven't already. Please, if you need to contact the podcast, it is twistingthewind@gmail.com. Send me music. If you got music you want me to hear, I'd love to hear it. Also, I encourage you to use our Amazon portal to buy shit on Amazon. It's super easy. You just go to the Feral Audio website, and go to Twisting the Wind, and you click on it's a huge button that says Amazon, and you just buy whatever you need to buy through there, and we get a little slice of that, and it's very helpful because it makes this thing worthwhile to do. I think it does. So do that. And if you don't want to do that, if you want to just be like a really great person who understands this is a free product that shouldn't be free. This is a labored over piece of audio recording that is not like other podcasts that aren't just, I didn't just sit down and shit in a fucking bucket with some douchebag. that's so disparaging, but I'm not referencing anything in particular. I'm talking about how if you like this podcast, you know that this is like other podcasts that you may have listened to that you found out about this. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm saying that this is a high quality album level audio product. And so if you were to make a secure PayPal donation to the fucking podcast, you wouldn't be wrong. You would feel good. You would do that. You click that little thing. Even if it's $5, you click it and you would go, wow, that feels good. I just made some good plans, like made a good plan, or like I did. I got that plane ticket to go see my brother. So that's what it's going to feel like. Ah, I did the right thing. And it's going to carry you through that day and even forward through the rest of your life. And just it's like a little piece of stardust that just said, I gave a little push, a monetary push in the right direction for a product that is available to me for free, gratis. And I said, hey, I like this so much, I'm going to pay down the piper. I'm going to tell him to put his flute down for a minute, take a rest, put those feet up, sit a spell, my boy, and take imbibe in this drink and take a bite of this muffin, because I'm going to kiss you on the toe with this little cash digital gift, honey. So do it, and just do it for me.
Have a seat.
Good. It's real good.
Real good.
It's real good, Josh.
Real nice.
Josh, it's real good.
That's good, though.
It's real good, Josh. It's real good. It's really good, Josh. It's really good. Put your headphones on so you can hear yourself if you want to hear yourself. You know how to use a mic, right?
Yeah, is this the one where you have to blink into it?
What do you mean?
Am I using it right?
No, it's a mic for your mouth.
Up. I blink my lips into it.
Bobby!
Hey, you can't do that. You gotta shush. Here.
Josh brought his dog, even though I said not to bring your dog, but you did it.
No, I said I could. You said, okay, you can bring
it. I said you could. You took off the.
Be noisy?
Yeah.
Bobby!
Took off that jingler.
I just took the jingler off.
I got this. He's got these long toenails. He's dirty.
No, he's clean.
Is he clean? How's he clean?
Well, he wiped himself up.
What do you mean?
He licked himself up.
When's the last time Bobby's been actually clean? Like fully clean?
Bath-wise, maybe a month.
A month? That's not bad, actually. Do you bathe them?
Yeah. Who else would do it?
I don't know. Some people take their dogs to groomers.
Right. I just stick them in the tub, give them a scrub.
You got to speak into the mic, son.
I just stick them in the tub.
Yeah.
Give them a scrub with some dog shampoo.
Shog damp. Oh, you fucker.
Shog dampoo.
I
damp him up with some shog dampoo.
Okay, I'm lowering mine.
I shamp him up with some dog, okay. With some shog dampoo.
Is it organic?
Dog-ganic?
Is it organic?
I have two different kinds. One of them's got to be. I mean, one of them's got to be. There's two of them. Wouldn't you say?
Maybe. I mean, where are you buying this shit?
Well, they just kind of wound up in there. I've had them so long. Someone might have got them for one time. One of them's like, you know, says it's got oatmeal. So that's probably good for you.
Collodial oatmeal.
Oatmeal shampoo. And one of them is bad for those fleas. Those fleas go away. Kills the fleas.
It's flea and tick.
No flea and ticks is shampoo.
Tea and flick.
Yeah, no tea and no flick. Hey, you want to get a tea and a flick? Fleas or ticks.
I'ma inflict your tea with my pee. 7 Up, spray me like a double B. Bobby, Josh F, sucking the def, double motherfucker crept.
Yo, I slurp the pee and I sip it through a straw. Yo, I'm breaking your back like I broke a piece of hay. Hey, give me a piece of hay and a straw and I'll do it all day. And give me a play. I'm not a kid, I don't mess around. I'm a Josh, I'm going down, I'm down, I'm down. Let's go down on me and give me a blowjob. Give me a kiss or job. Give me a job, 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 job,
job, job. Did you know that baby called it from around there? Did you know the ground girl? Yeah, I don't know. Josh, welcome to Twisting the Wind.
Thanks. I've been here before, right?
You have. It was in a car driving back from San Francisco with Zach. How do you say his name? What's his name?
Zach Kregar.
Zach Kreger.
Zach Cigar.
Zach Kreger.
Zach Srigar.
Sam Brown.
Sam Brockdown.
You're really getting that mic, buddy.
Sam Brockdown. Isn't it more stylish if I'm kind of sounding like I'm away from the mic sometimes?
There's no style in being unheard. You know who said that?
George Washington Carver.
Nope. Olivia Newton-John.
Oh.
So we were in a car with Sam Brown.
And Trevor?
And Sam Brown, Trevor Moore.
Uh-huh.
Zach Kreger.
Uh-huh. Do you know the name of the number of that episode?
That was, I don't know. It's called Suck and Fuck.
Suck and Fuck. Oh, you name the episodes? Or you yeah. Do you give them numbers or do you give them names?
I give them names. I like to give them names.
Okay, so you have to go back. If they're listening here, they probably got to go back and find Suck and Fuck so that they won't be lost and confused.
No, they don't have to. People fucking know.
What's
going to happen? What's going to happen if they don't know?
Well, confusion could cause frustration and could cause anger.
This is the kind of podcast that I seek to confuse people. If you're confused
so they
right
enjoy
now,
confused. They're like, you know what?
Yeah.
Confusion feels good.
It's like tripping on acid. It feels good.
It releases the need to understand.
Yeah, definitely. That's what we're going to call this episode, Releasing the Need to Understand with Josh Fadum.
Yeah.
Welcome to Releasing the Need to Understand with Josh Fadum. Josh Fadum is an actor, a comedian. Would you say you're an what do you think when people say actor before they say comedian?
I'm okay with it, and you're okay if they say comedian before they say actor.
Which were you first?
Doesn't matter to me.
But which were you first? Did you do something first?
Oh, I probably was good at I don't know. I was going to say I was good at one before I was good at the other.
Right.
But then maybe I wasn't. And who am I to say?
Yeah, when you first tried to do your thing.
Pull-ups at the gym?
What was the first thing you tried to do?
I can't do a single pull-up.
I can do seven.
I know. I can't get one up.
That's because you haven't practiced.
Well, I wasn't good at being actor-comedian when I hadn't practiced.
What's the first thing you wanted to do? When you were about to do it, what was the first thing you're like, this is what I want to do? What was the first? Say it. Say it, Josh.
I don't know the answer.
You don't remember?
Well, I don't know.
You don't remember what you wanted to do first?
What answer would be more interesting?
You don't understand. It's not about that. Mm. I'm releasing the need to be interesting.
Right. Or to even tell the truth.
Don't gild the lily. You don't have to tell the truth, but...
The lily's in a guild. Can I see your lily card, please? Can I see your...
What's the first thing you wanted to do? You remember?
Mm. Go to film school.
Okay, so you want to be a director.
Yeah, or something. Me too. I want to be respected.
I want to be a director first. Yeah. I want to go to film school.
Yeah, you want to be respected.
And be like, yeah, I didn't make films at film school.
Oh, this is my vision.
This is my film. This is
my vision. You know, for me, story comes first.
Who says that?
People who are in film school?
The Lumiere brothers?
To me, story's king. As far as I'm concerned, story is king.
Story's king.
Welcome. You know, the way that I work, and I know I'm a little different, story is king, okay? So the script comes first. If the script isn't going to be right, your movie isn't going to be right. I'm sorry, you could look great. You know, you could have a great cinematographer, but if the script isn't there, the movie's not going to be there.
It's true. If the script's not there, the movie's not going to be there.
You know, the script is, if you can come up with the script right, then your movie's not going to be right. You know, you may have something that could be fun to watch, but it's not going to be there if the story's not there. So what do y'all want? We want a good story.
Oh. Story is the king, according to
Corey to story is the king. Maybe that's the name of this story episode.
No, I've already decided what it is.
Oh, it's trying to understand the need to not matter?
Here's the deal. I've already decided what it is. All right, mate. This is Australia.
I've already thought of the way that it is. Hello, I'm all Australia.
Oh, I'm a guy from Australia. I just came on down here. The thing is, we've got to work out our differences here on the podcast.
That's what we get.
Hi, my name's Ben Mendelsohn. I'm an actor. Hi, my name's Ben Mendelsohn.
I was in the movie Killing Them Softly. I'm the one who fucks and puts drugs in my dick and gates of disease.
Oh, I've got...
Did you see that one, Killing Them Softly?
I like that. That was fun
Remember
to watch.
Remember him, though? Did you like him? I didn't like him.
I know you did. That's why I brought it up.
Oh, yeah. Because he was like, I'm fucking gross.
It's his thing, man. You got to have a thing, right?
I'm into gross.
What's your thing? What do you think your thing is?
Yeah, it's not for me to decide.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's not for you to decide. It's for you to know about, right? You to know. To realize what
maybe it's not for me to say.
Oh, that's true. You think Ben Mendelsohn would say?
I bet Ben Mendelsohn, if he could see my thing,
yeah,
and then maybe he would be the guy who calls it out.
So should we try to find a way to get a hold of Ben Mendelsohn?
Yeah, do we have Ben here?
We could probably get a hold of him. I bet. You think we can get a hold of
Judy? Could you get Ben on the line?
Do you think we could get a hold of Ben? Do you think he has time to assess your style?
Judy, do you have Ben's contact?
Hi, can we get Ben on the phone, please?
Can we get Ben, please?
Can we get Ben Mendelsohn of Killing Them Softly and also from the Netflix original show Bloodline featuring Kyle Chandler?
Twisting Them Softly.
Hi, can we get Kyle Chandler, please? Is it true he's a secret fatty?
Is Kylie on the fatty?
I think Kyle Chandler's a secret fatty.
Like he's got they're shooting him with the best angles and they're dressing him with the best drapes.
Big shirts.
He's got big gut. He's
I think he does. Gut. I kind of think
he
does.
The same thing to him that they do when actresses are having maternities.
I think so.
And they're like, well, we'll make him look like they're not pregnant.
I get the sense that he's not that tall. He's only 6'1". I thought he was going to be like 6'5".
That's pretty tall though for me. How tall are you?
5'8", 5'9".
No, you got to be 5'9", 5'10".
I'm 5'9". How tall are you?
Well, I think I'm 5'8", but maybe you're taller than me.
I'm a little taller than you, so maybe you're not 5'8".
Maybe I think I'm 5'8", and I'm not.
Well,
here's the thing. I'm taller than everyone in my family.
Oh, you are?
But
really?
My dad, who's shorter than me, he goes, I'm 5'8", but he's shorter than me.
Your dad definitely.
But I know that I made it to 5'8 at some point in the life. Maybe I got shrunker.
I could see your dad definitely being a person who has decided what his height is and is sticking to it.
I'm 5'8".
I'm 5'8".
No, I'm 5'8".
Wait, why is your dad talk that way?
Because he's from Oklahoma.
Right, that's where you're from.
Yeah.
So your dad's a Jewish person.
Yes, from Oklahoma.
So are you.
I'm a Jewish person from Oklahoma.
You're an Oklahoma Jew.
Uh-huh.
And so your dad talks that way, but your dad...
That's what they sound... Oy vey!
He actually say oy vey?
No, I mean... No way. He goes, oy!
Oy!
Well, I guess everyone... Well, my grandfather, he didn't really have an Oklahoma accent. He had more of a... Fella from a different time period, accent.
Really?
What you do? Reading, writing, arithmetic.
What was your grandfather's thing? What was he into? What was he into, man? What was his thing? What do you like? Who are his guys?
He likes telling me, you're a fine boy. Who are his guys? Grandpa, who are you guys?
Who are your guys?
Who are your guys? One time I asked him that before he passed away.
Who his guys
I
were?
I asked him who his guys. I said, Grandpa, who are you guys? And he goes, Tom Mix.
Who the fuck is that?
You don't know Tom Mix?
No.
Oh, you're going to love Tom Mix.
I don't know about a lot of stuff.
Well,
I don't know.
Look up a picture of Tom Mix, and Tom Mix will be your guy.
Tom Mix.
Tom Mix.
That's
what I said. It was he goes, Tom Mix.
That's a comedian?
No, but he's funny.
But what do you mean? What was the question you asked your grandpa?
I said, who do you like? Basically, I said the 19-year-old equivalent of, hey, who are your guys?
But when you meant who you're like, because when...
Like, what movies did you like when you were a kid?
Oh, Tom Mix.
He was like a silent cowboy.
Damn, that's
Tom
cool.
Tom Mix. He was like, the type of guy who was like, oh, you know, this guy.
Tom Mix.
This guy. Just,
that's a big motherfucking hat right there. That's a true 10-gallon hat.
Yeah, he had a big
Jesus
hat.
Jesus Christ, Tom Mix.
He had a big hat. He had a little what do they call it, ribbon on his neck? What do you call it? Scarf?
Yeah. Scarf. A lariat, I believe.
A lariat?
Maybe a lariat.
Tom Mix. Oh. Wow.
He's a good-looking guy. He looks a bit like Lee Pace.
Oh, you like that guy, Lee Pace?
I love Lee Pace, man. He's one of my faves. He's one of my guys.
He's one of your guys, huh?
I think he's pretty great.
So you'll do anything Lee Pace, huh?
Lee Pace. I like to work with Ben Mendelsohn. I like to work with...
Here's another interesting Tom Mix.
Any actor from Bloodline.
Tom Mix played Wyatt Earp.
Oh.
And Wyatt Earp was there on the set to tell him how to play Wyatt Earp.
No fucking W.
Yeah.
That's heavy.
That's heavy, huh?
Wow.
Wyatt Earp. Movies were, that they were like, we're making this movie. Okay, I'm Wyatt Earp, and this is... The guys, the Westerns, the cowboys were there to... I mean, that'd be like making a movie set in the 80s or something like that. Can you imagine?
Wow.
Today, we're making a movie set in the 80s. They're making a Western, and there's just like, oh, okay, 20 years ago, this is how we did the gunfight.
It's some young starlet playing Madonna.
And there's actually a movie about the encounter of Tom Mix and Wyatt Earp,
really?
But it was a bomb. It was called Sunset, directed by Blake Edwards with James Garner, also from Oklahoma.
James Garner from Oklahoma?
Bruce Willis.
You mean
James
the gambler?
Garner, the gambler. The gambler maverick.
The maverick, yeah.
He's the maverick who
Kenny
gambles.
Rogers is the
Kimmy
gambler.
Kimmy Roberts is the mad. Kimmy Roberts is the robber. And then Cammy Gambler is the gambler.
Here's a little story about Betty Sue and Bobby Shue. Two young lovers who sucked a fucking poo. Sucking dicks, running around, trying to get it through. Trying
Steve
to ram
Miller
it deep.
Ugh. He's going to suck and fuck.
You think Steve Miller sucked and fucked?
Oh, you know what? Steve came from a different era. We love Steve, but there's a reason he didn't sustain career-wise.
Oh, what was it?
Well, you know, we started moving toward a point in the business where we had a little bit more power, so we were able to say who had the more talent. By talent, I think you know what I mean.
Yeah, by...
You know what I mean?
You mean like suck and fuck talent?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The talent, you know, you can find out how talented someone is by how willing they are to give it, to do a little suck and fuck. And Steve Miller... He just wasn't really willing to play the game.
But he's a musician, though.
Well, sometimes you think there's no musicians who haven't sucked and fucked their way?
I guess I don't know Michael Douglas, but I mean...
Who, me?
Yeah.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Dad, Catherine and I, very excited about an exciting new project. Dad's excited.
I'm excited, too.
Dad's excited. He had a stroke.
I had a stroke, and I'm proud of my stroke.
I have a little bit of HPV.
I'm proud of my boy's HPV.
And so, are you saying that have you met Steve Miller?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Are you talking to me?
Talking to Michael. I'm not talking to you, Kurt. Kurt, just you're done.
It's
just
Kirk,
sit in the corner, okay? You're too old, honey.
Dad's doing great, though. He's old, but he's on top of his game.
Right.
Steve's great. He wrote some hits. He's great. He's a pop chart Topper. Mm-hmm. You know, I produced a couple films, was looking to put some Steve Miller tracks in there.
Really?
Produced, yeah, of course. Produced a couple films. Produced Cuckoo's Nest, the Best Picture.
No, you didn't.
Yeah,
did you?
Produced it.
You produced Cuckoo's Nest.
Yep, I did.
How did you do that? I don't understand.
Well, it was a property that my dad owned. I was going to star.
Kirk, I don't want to hear from you anymore, honestly. I don't
want to hear. I was going to star. Dad wanted to star, and he got a little bit too old, but I'm still kicking.
But how come you didn't start? How come you didn't make it for yourself then?
Well, I wasn't as active in acting. It was the '70s, you know. So I didn't really start getting into the acting until the late '70s, early '80s.
Well, how old were you when you produced Cuckoo's Nest?
No, I was in my, you know, mid to late 20s.
This is family shit, huh?
Just deep ties.
Oh, you know? So this is some deep suck and fuck. You were sucking hard and fucking.
Well,
deep.
I was born into suck and fuck. You know, my son Cameron, good, great guy. He's in jail for drug trafficking. He did a little suck and fuck, didn't quite work.
Okay. Cameron Douglas. I don't think I know who that is.
Oh, well, he had a couple parts. We did some movies together, but he's in jail.
Oh, he is. Okay.
But everything's great.
He's your son, though.
He's my son. I was in a great movie called, speaking of drug trafficking, I was in a great movie called Traffic.
Right, with your
Steven
with your
Soderbergh,
wife.
Soderbergh, my wife Catherine. She loves show tunes. She loves to dance.
Oh, she was in the movie Chicago with Renee Zellweger.
She was a great dancer. She's a great singer.
Yeah, she's got a nice ass.
Puts on a great show.
She does a good show in that movie with Sean Connery where she did the laser thing. Remember that when she had to get her butt under that laser?
That's the first time I saw her. I thought, hey, I've got to get married to this one.
Oh, is that true?
That's what I saw. Saw her butt.
Yeah.
You know, and I've been doing a lot of psychosexual thrillers and, you know, with a lot of, you know, sexual tension, a lot of scares. And I saw this one. I thought, if I can't co-star with her in a psychosexual thriller, maybe I can co-star with her in a psychosexual life.
But what was the psychosexual thriller you wanted to co-star with her in?
Well, you know, I'd done Fatal Attraction, Basic Instinct.
Disclosure,
you name it, we did it. But couldn't get one off the ground with Catherine, and instead we got married. We had a beautiful baby.
How'd you meet her?
I met her in the Hollywood suck and fuck party.
Okay. So she was sucking fuck. And you can tell because that
yeah,
role...
she was doing a little suck and fuck. I was doing a little suck and fuck.
You know, you sucked and fucked a lot when you pop in a movie that the title you can't even remember. You remember it.
What's the title? Which one? I remember
the one. The one with Catherine Zeta-Jones, your wife, and Sean Connery and the lasers in the butt.
Oh, that's a classic. Everyone knows Entrapment. Entrapment was a great project.
I don't, though. I don't know it.
Oh, of course
I didn't.
You do. You remember,
no,
the title?
I remember her.
Well, she stole the show.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's a real.
She's great talent. She loves to dance. She loves sucking fuck. It's a great, great talent.
So, how old was she in Entrapment? She seemed a little bit older, but maybe she wasn't.
She might have been about 27
41. No way. 41 or 27.
She might have been 41, 27,
something like that.
That
was a breakout role for her, wasn't it?
Yeah, she was a breakout role. Of course, she was in Splitting Hairs.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
That was a comedy that no one saw.
Yeah. It takes a while to pop, doesn't it? Is it because you have to get to a point where you've sucked and fucked enough, you have to get past?
I popped in the 30s.
Kirk, we don't want to hear about it.
I'm popping now at my stroke.
Kirk, if I hear from you again, I'm going to shut your mic off.
Dad, Catherine, Dad, having a great time. Dad, Catherine, Cameron, Dad.
Stroke. Where the hell's the old Josh Fatum at? Well, we got Josh Fatum here on the podcast. He's a good boy.
Hi.
He's a good boy from Oklahoma.
I'm way over here.
He's over there, but he's here at the same time.
I'm an Oklahoma boy.
He's a good old motherfucker.
I'm an Oklahoma boy.
He's an OKB Oklahoma boy.
I'm an Oklahoma boy. I'm an Oklahoma boy. I'm an Oklahoma boy. I'm an Oklahoma boy.
I'm an Oklahoma boy.
I'm an Oklahoma boy. I'm an Oklahoma boy. I'm an Oklahoma boy. You know I am. I'm an Oklahoma boy. Club boy, that's who I am.
Now sing for us, Josh. Do a little singing. Do a little singing. Watch. Sing. Sing. See what you sound like.
Got any requests?
Got any requests? No, I just want to hear you sing, baby. Sing it good. Sing it good and loud.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star. How I wonder, CFG. HIJK, elemental P. Yes, sir, yes, sir. Three bags full. AB, winkle, little C. Next time, won't you? Three bags full.
He's got three bags full.
Oh, yeah.
He's
yeah.
a little bit.
As long as we've got each other. Ooh. We got the world spinning round in the hay.
Okay, Josh.
Yeah.
Now's the time when I talk to you about your childhood.
Oh.
This is a big part of the podcast.
Well, I was a big alcoholic.
You were an alcoholic?
Suffered with alcohol in my childhood.
At what point in age did you get into alcohol?
Oh, I probably... They had to pull me out of the womb with a whiskey bottle.
They did.
And there I was hooked.
They dangled it in front of your mom's pussy and reached out.
They couldn't get me out. And there were no doctor tools back then. They had to pry me open with a whiskey bottle because that's what my mom was drinking.
Your mom was a whiskey fiend.
Stop the pain.
What was the pain? Pregnancy?
Well, the pain of life and the pain of comedy.
Your mom's a comedian.
Yeah, she was a comedian.
Your mom was a lame boozler.
She was hurting, and the comedy was hard. And she said, "I can't get this baby out. My comedy art suffering." And so I gotta push this bottle whiskey. But here's the thing: the doctors and everyone thought the bottle was closed.
All right,
but the bottle was open.
What do you mean?
Well, it was an open bottle of whiskey they bribed me out with.
They bribed you out. Open.
They bribed me and bribed, and that's how I became addicted to money. Money and whiskey. And they pulled me out of the womb.
I don't believe you.
It's true. And it's why I suffer for my comedy.
So,
it's
Josh,
why I suffer.
Josh, you're a comedian. We've been on tour a bunch of times.
That's true.
We've been on tour together, driven a lot of long distances, long, terrible distances.
Mm-hmm. But they were fun. We were having fun.
But sometimes it's like, I can't stand it because I hate to drive. I hate driving.
I don't love it. I'll be honest.
But you're good at it, though. I feel like you're better at it. I think you like it more than I do.
I can probably get to a meditative state where I can focus on the road. But I don't love it. I'll be honest. If I have a good song.
Look at your dumbass dog is doing right now.
Isn't he a good little sweet doggy?
That's a sweetie.
He's a funny.
Yeah.
He snorts.
That's Bobby, Josh's dog, who's currently present. Why don't you tell us a story of how you found Bobby?
Oh, my mom drank.
Dog is sneezing now.
You hear that dog sneeze?
He sneezes
all the time, though.
He does.
I found Bobby on the
freeway.
We're only riding on the freeway. I'm loving a different. We only riding on a freeway.
I'm turning that off right now, so I'm trying to get some deep stuff out.
Oh, do you do that here? You get deep stuff out of people?
Sometimes, but not really. No, I'm just trying to put on a track so we can deviate from that track.
Oh, I see.
I'm also just realized I'm really hungry and really want to eat some Thai food.
Oh, you know what? I've been eating too much. I've had almost every day this week a sun tofu.
A what?
Sun tofu.
What is sun tofu?
Bobby, come on.
It's okay.
The Korean soup that has just a mess of junk in it.
No.
And it's good.
No, talk about it.
You want to go get some?
Maybe. I kind of want to get some Thai food in Silver Lake.
Oh, yeah.
From a place I learned about. I won't say the name because I don't want to blow up that spot.
You don't want to blow up the spot. We got that secret spot.
I want to get Thai food.
Sure, you don't want sun tofu? It's a spicy soup.
See, spicy soup. Spicy already is bad for me.
Oh, you don't like spicy?
Because I'll blow out blood.
You blow blood.
I'll do a blood blow.
Blood blow, huh? Okay.
You ever have bloody shit?
I might have bloody rectum.
It smells bad.
Oh, it stinks.
I mean, shit smells bad, right? So what's
How's
the surprise?
It taste?
Tell me about this bowl, though.
This bowl of, it's got some fish stuff, it's got some seafood in it, a little bit of beef in it.
We'll just say, what kind of stock is it? Is it beef stock, fish stock, chicken stock?
It might be an anchovy stock.
So it's fish. That anchovy was an anchovy or fish?
I guess it's a fish stock. Okay. I don't actually
salty,
know.
Salty, briny.
It's salty, but it's got, it's like a kim, it's like kim, spicy. Can you eat kimchi?
I love kimchi.
It's like a kimchi soup. Okay. Almost.
So what's in this? Talk about it.
They got egg. They put an egg in there.
Right.
And it's boiling when they put it out. So they crack an egg in there and then the egg cooks.
Okay.
You mix it around. It's got right. egg. It's got tofu, soft tofu.
Ooh.
Some beef.
Beef, like chunks.
Some chunks of little beef. Mm-hmm. Some chunks of fishy stuff. Clams and squid.
Wow.
And you know, just chewy fishy
so
stuff.
You've been having this every night?
Well, I've been having it a lot recently.
By yourself?
Yeah. I just go off to some place that I think is going to have soon debut.
Really?
I get it.
But you don't live in an area that has a lot of Korean restaurants.
I searched on my phone. I go, what's near that has soon debut?
And you find it.
I found a restaurant in Pasadena that wasn't too far of a drive.
Nice.
And then today I was in the west side and I went on Sawtelle and there was a place that had soon debut.
Do you eat a lot
normally
by yourself?
Normally there's a place in Koreatown. I go there. Yeah.
You do?
Lonesome.
I'm not a fan of eating by myself. I'll get I just don't like it. I find
because
like,
it's lonesome? Because
I don't want to sit there and look at my fucking phone. I'm tired of looking at my phone because it just feels like, I don't know. And it's hard to read a book and eat. I feel like it's hard to.
Right.
Like it's just this thing where.
Well, you can do it in the waiting time. And then when you get that food, you just look at that food and read that food. And then that food's in your body. And then
but
you
I like
pay.
To eat with someone else because that way you can talk.
Yeah.
And I don't just like go. It's better
and then
for you.
And then everyone, and then it's bad for your body?
Yeah, because you eat fast. When you with someone else, you can talk about the food. Be like, oh, what is it? What did you get? Oh, I got this. Look at what you got.
Mix and match. I like eating with someone and splitting multiple things because I like eating multiple things.
Me too. I love
it. Here's another reason why I like Korean food.
Tell me.
You get that soon tofu or whatever else you order, right?
Yeah.
But then you also, you get these little tiny plates of different things like kimchi or sprouts,
potato salads.
Potato salads or the, you know, whatever else they give you. These are great. They're pickled and if you eat with a second person, you get all that shit. And then you get your soon tofu or buckwheat noodles or your gogalgi or your bulgogi or your galbi.
Gubby.
You take a little piece of this, a little piece of that, a little bite of that, a little slip of that,
you dip
a little
and
suck
mix.
Of that. You dip and mix and suck
you
and
suck
fuck.
And fucking you dip and mix. Suck and fucking dip and mix.
Yes.
Suck him in the fuck him in the bed.
Bobby's a good dog.
Stop looking at that dog.
Bobby's a good dog.
You need to pay that dog less attention so it does better in school.
No, Bobby does good in school.
It's true. If you don't look at them, they do better because they're like, I want to impress.
Oh.
It's like girls. Treat them like dirt. They stick you like mud.
Give me them girls. What if I treat my dog like good and the girls? No, that don't happen.
I don't know.
Say, if I treat my dog really good, the girls come running. Not true.
So you got any hot road sex stories, Josh?
Oh, yeah, baby. One time I was drunk as a kid because I had a drinking problem and the waitress in my school. Was like,
I want recent ones.
No.
I want recent stories.
You've been on all the road. You've seen nothing.
I'm trying. That's true. You're right.
You've seen, boy, he is a dry spell. He is.
Not true. Not true. It's not right.
True. Hey, what's it say?
It says reserved in Arabic.
And how do you pronounce that?
I think I'm going, hello. Hello, Akbar. Hello, Akbar. That's something now, if you say Allah Akbar, people are like, oh, don't say that.
Oh, what does it mean?
It means God is great.
And why can't you say it?
Because the terrorists in Paris were shouting that. Like all terrorists have always shouted anytime they, any type of Islamic terrorists always shout that when they're about to blow themselves up or commit an atrocity. Because it's like, hey, this is for you, God. Allah, Allah Akbar. Allah Akbar. Allah Akbar. And now if you say that, people are like,
No.
Oh, that might be considered offensive, actually, because of the light of recent events.
In light of recent, it might be considered offensive. You know.
Tell me some opinions, man.
I don't have a opinion.
Tell me what you think about stuff. Go on the record. Who sucks? Name names. I have a podcast where I trap people into shit talking. It's called On the Record. Oops.
Who sucks, man?
Who sucks? But who's great? Talk about some films.
Oh.
Because Josh Fadem is an actor and a comedian.
He was a good movie.
He was very recently in this great movie that somehow did not get a wide release called...
Got dumped.
It's called...
Studio Dumped.
It's called Freaks of Nature.
I should talk to the studio that dumped it because they don't care anymore. They're not listening.
They're not.
The studio's name is Sony. And that Sony studio dumped
They dumped a movie.
They dumped a movie, and I saw.
But listen, here's the other thing. When we were making it, they were like, "We're not going to dump this. This is
no
a movie
way." They
we're
said
making.
That.
No, but they implied it.
Oh,
you know, they said it. They had the big execs around. They're like, "We're ooh, this movie we're making. We definitely would never dump this."
That's weird to even say that. That's sort of like saying
they didn't say that exactly, but you know, they implied it.
That's like saying, you know what? Whatever you do. Hi, that's like a babysitter saying, great, have a good night. I will not abuse this child. I definitely won't.
Right.
Why'd you say
but
that?
That's just, the thing. Anytime,
I will not suck this baby's dick.
Anytime you think you're getting a thing that's going to be a big thing.
It's not.
They say, ooh, anytime someone goes, ooh, is it going to be a big thing? It's not.
You got to say no.
You got to say, that's when you go, I'm going to stop you right there. I'm going to tell you to stop saying that.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to go do the thing.
Just do it.
I'm going to do a thing. You know, you right here, you know what I'm doing right now?
What?
My voice is dragged down.
Is it? I like it. Sounds good.
It sounds like a man. Sounds like a man.
We're going
to
go on.
Oh, when I was a kid, I used to call in this radio station
right?
That was that would become a cool punk goth radio station at like midnight. And they were called EOI, Edge of Insanity.
Oh my God, it's so funny.
And they would play cool. They would just play cool, like punk and 80s and industrial music.
Like, who would they play?
They would play like Pop Will Eat Itself.
Pop Will Eat Itself, or maybe.
They would play Ich Bin Ein Ausländer by Pop Will Eat Itself. Or they would play.
Maybe they'll play a little bit of Atari Teenage Riot.
No, they weren't popular yet.
Or what's that, My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult?
Yeah, they would probably play something like that.
Right.
They would play.
Some X.
They would play, Oh Bondage, Up Yours!
I don't know that.
That's X-Ray Specs.
Okay, X-Ray Specs.
Yeah.
That's
Oh, Bondage! Up yours!
X-Ray Specs is definitely an accessible one.
But anyway, it seemed so cool to me and my friend, and I would stay up all the time and listen to it, and people could call and give requests, and they would give, like, funny names.
Right.
You know? But, like, purposeful, like trying to be, like,
yeah,
you know, like...
a Joker.
Like, yeah, like, Joker said... That one was... You got some requests from Joker and Slicehead and Beezer and Deathquad and all these other things. And,
right.
And the Undertaker or whatever.
The Undertaker.
And I would always call, and for some reason I thought calling and being, like, giving the name Bad Mamma Jammo.
Bad Mamma Jammo?
I thought that was funny.
What voice did you use?
I would try to talk in a really low voice because I was a teenager, so right. I would be like, "Hey, I'd love to hear whatever." I can't, I wish I could remember a song.
Was it like a girl on the air or whatever?
Yeah, it was a woman who, you know, I think I met her once at some like.
Was she sexy?
No, she had a nice voice, but she was like a big butch hoss with a giant mohawk. She had a great radio voice.
Cool.
But I would be, man, she was always really nice. She was like, "Hey, Bad, that you?"
Hey, Bad.
Well, I would call so much. She started, hey, Bad Mamma Jamma, how are you?
And I'm like, I'm good. How are you?
That's the kind of thing you just
but
can't. But
you're a teenager. You want to sound like, I'm not a teenager. I'm a grown-up with a cool voice.
Right.
Because grown-ups with cool, dark, deep voices call these radio stations at 2 in the morning.
At night to request some cool music. That's the kind of thing where you just can't get that back. It's the kind of thing that will never, nothing in your life will ever be as cool as that.
Oh, yeah, because you're thinking it's cool, but...
Just because it's so specialized and it's at a time in your life when it's like you think about... Like, there's a place I go jogging up in Elysian Park.
Yeah.
There's a little, like, sort of shitty little grove that somebody planted. It's not very nice, but it's something where I feel like if I was younger, I would think this is the coolest fucking place. I would come here like, oh, man, I want to come here with a girl. We'll make out here. This little bench.
Right.
It's actually just sort of... It's kind of dinky, you know what right. I mean? But there's something when you're younger, stuff like that, I feel like it takes on this presence, or it has like this gravity that you can't repeat because it's, I remember thinking like there's a certain part of Rochester, Minnesota, this area that was like called the Peace Plaza. It was down by the bookstore and there was like a little brick area that the road was an older road. Uh-huh. They had exposed by taking off the blacktop. So it was like a brick road and thinking, yeah. Oh, it's so cool to hang out down there, to hang out in the Peace Plaza.
Right.
And now
in Tulsa, they had
something like that.
Woodward Park was the place. Was it cool?
Yeah.
Also, you went there, I think, with that place. Do you remember in Tulsa, Center of the Universe?
Yeah,
where
yeah.
You stand in that circle and there's like a weird echo only in that circle.
Right.
That was like a place in Tulsa where it's like, we hang at the center. You go in the center?
Yeah,
center
man.
Of
the universe, go in the center.
Go in the center of the universe. I'm glad they didn't like tear it down or whatever, but it is crazy. It's like.
But now you're like, oh, this is kind of not special at all.
Yeah. It I mean, in my mind, I guess I can't tell because I lived there, I was 20, so I go back there and visit, and I'm like, maybe this is still cool, but
It's not.
No.
Or if it is too cool.
I don't know. A friend of mine.
It's cool to 14-year-olds and 15-year-olds.
Right.
Yeah.
When I was 20 or no, like, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. A friend of mine who I knew in high school was in town the other day and we went and met for a hike. Uh-huh. And we both couldn't, she couldn't find the same hike entrance that I could. So we had to meet somewhere in the middle of the trail and figure out where we were.
Right.
And, but it was like, and I was like, cause I knew the trail and she was like taking pictures of where she was and sending them to me just so I could figure it out. I was like, how would anyone have figured this out 15 years ago?
You just fucking carry on.
They just say, well, we'll try to meet there.
Well, I think you have a stronger plan up front.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They probably have a Thomas guide.
Thomas guide. Oh, that's something I just missed that. But you know, but you had
a Thomas guide.
You should describe what that is.
Thomas guide is a almost phone book like spiral map book that people used before MapQuest. And then before GPS and MapQuest.
If you lived in a big city like LA.
Yeah, if you lived in a big city like Bobby, come here. And
see, told you.
Well, he's just sniffing. He's not sprinting. He's not jingling. He's not jingling.
But you had to turn away from the mic. You turn away from the mic in the middle of a story.
Well, you can cut it out.
I'm not. I said,
okay, keep it in. It makes it real.
Keep it in. Keep it in. Everything
real. Because I want people to know I'm real. You know, I want people to know I'm real. Well, that's what, if there's any message you want to give her, I'm real.
If you want to be real, go back to that Thomas guide story, bitch.
All right, here goes. Yeah, bitch. Yo, bitch.
Motherfucker.
Yo, bitch.
Dick smacker.
So anyway, Thomas guide, it's this map, it's this book, it's a spiral. And if you want to know what it is, you got to have the address. You got to take the first half of the address and look it up in one section.
Oh,
take
so
the
crazy.
Second half of the address, look it up in another section, and then find the cross. You have to look up two coordinates. I'm sure anyone listening is already falling asleep. This is how hard it is. You have to find two coordinates.
That's interesting. I think it's interesting, actually, because it's something where it's like a forgotten technology in a way.
Right.
Because I remember there used to be people you'd know, like, Diane's really good at writing directions. Have her write you directions.
Right, right.
Because she's good at describing the stuff.
Right. Oh, okay, you're going to go. Yeah. You're going to see McDonald's. You're going to see your turn left.
Right.
Now, then you're going to see a little sunglass hut. Don't go near the sunglass hut. That will get you on the wrong turn.
You've gone too far.
Yeah, you've gone too far. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is like, you need to know the address and the zip code.
It's almost like an algorithm of sorts. It's almost like a thing where, you know, those puzzles, not a puzzle, but an old style calculator that used, like, what do they call that shit? The thing that you,
Texas Instruments.
That thing that you use with sliding the balls, those, the old primitive calculator.
Oh,
there's a name for it. There's some name for that thing, but it's a thing.
Sundial.
Whatever that is, it's a thing where you put the things, it's like a computer, but it's not a computer.
Mm.
It's like a primitive computer.
Oh,
yeah.
A beta player. Betamax.
Something like that, yeah.
Betamax.
What do you think about Betamax?
Love it. Wish I had one. Really? I got someone I knew I was looking for a Betamax, and they called me and they said, there's a Betamax at this thrift store.
Right.
And I went and picked it up.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very heavy. It had to be
heavy shit.
50 pounds. This is a big, I had a smaller, regular, easy VCR size Betamax as a kid. This was like pre that.
Wow. Oh, it's super. It's even older as well.
Even older. Mm-hmm. And I plugged it in. I couldn't figure out how to hook it up exactly because I don't even know how to hook up a regular VCR very well. And there's a tape already in there, but it wouldn't eject. And so I think it's broken. But I have a
what
bunch
was the
of,
tape in there? Were you able to play it or no?
I couldn't pull it out to see. There's definitely one in there. I want to get it out and I want to, I don't know. If anyone's got a beta player that they want to get rid of that works and then preferably isn't 55 pounds, please. Ring me up.
Hey, listeners, why don't you just go on Craigslist and look for it?
Because they're usually $200.
Oh, just anybody selling a Betamax for $200, you just say, hey, I'll give you $100. And I'll be like,
I don't even want to spend that much.
How much you want to spend?
Free.
I bet you'll find one for $25. I'm going to do it right now.
How much
ready?
I spent on
here
this one that didn't work.
Betamax, I got a Betamax, I listen to Twist in the Wind, I gotta give you Betamax. I got a Betamax for you right now, and I got a stack of Betas. I got every Burt Reynolds movie you ever want. I got Stitch, Smokey and the Bandit, Smokey and the Bandit 2, Candy Ball Run 2, Hooper, and I got even Sharky's Machine on DVD. Oh, you want on Beta? I think I got it on Beta 2.
That's what's gonna happen. We'll be on tour and some guy's going to be like,
hey, I heard you talk, guys. You're good with Betamax. I'll bring you to the show.
Hey, we got a tour. phenomena.
We got a tour.
It's called Blizzard Boys Do It.
Blizzard Boys Do It.
I think we should play a song real quick to announce this. Take a quick. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Twisting the Wind on the Feral Audio Network. My guest is Josh Fadem, good friend.
And Bobby.
Comedian, Bobby the Dog. Comedian, actor, dancer, knowledgeable of movies more than any person I've ever met. We're going to take a quick break and come back and then talk about the tour.
Piles of old notebooks and everything,
right,
to find my passport and stuff.
Right.
And I was going through like tons of old boxes, you know, and also, and I found like all these Chinese notebooks as well from, like, I took it in high school, but then I tried to take it again in college.
Yeah.
And for when I did like barely a semester at PCC. And so I didn't know what to sign up for. No one really told me. And I was like, well, I like Chinese. Maybe I'll do that.
Do Chinese.
I kind of remember it. Yeah, and it was all Asian kids in the class. I was the only white kid.
Really?
Yeah.
Were they taking it because they already knew it or because they wanted to learn?
A combination of both.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly why, but there was one kid behind me who was Asian, but he was actually from Indonesia.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember like exchanging emails with him, and maybe we were like ICQ friends or whatever. I would see him around a lot. Maybe we hung out once.
This was like 12 years ago.
15.
15 years
2001,
ago.
2001. Like January 2001. I mean, so long ago. At this point,
yeah,
it's crazy to think, like, but you can remember it and be like, oh, that was like, what was that, a couple of years ago? But I found his email. I was like, oh, I wonder what happened to that guy who didn't speak English very well. But he was like, I had no friends. So I was like, I guess he's one of my friends. And we would like trade emails sometimes. And I emailed him. I said, hey, is this email still active? Is this, his name was Vincent Siswanto.
Uh-huh.
And he responded. And he was like, I mean, it wasn't anything that interesting, but he said, I just said, hi. Or he says, he goes, oh, which class were you in or something like that? I said, hey, Vincent, we knew each other 15 years ago in Pasadena. I found your email. Is it still active? And my name is Josh Fadem or whatever. And he goes, hi, Josh, which class were you in with me? And I said, Chinese. And I said, a funny looking white guy with glasses probably. And do you still live in Los Angeles? He responds. He goes, yes, I remember Lord of the Ring, and it was you,
Lord of the Ring? Like, what is that supposed to mean?
People would say I looked like Frodo all the time. That's all I can make of it, is that
Frodo?
That's all. I'm like, this is what he responded. Yes, I remember Lord of the Ring.
Yes, I remember Lord of the Ring, and it was you. Wow.
I mean, it must be.
When was that response? Like, just like the other day?
Just now. I mean, it must be that people were calling me Frodo then. Because Harry Potter hadn't quite started yet.
Right. And that's when you started.
Started shortly after that. But I would get Frodo a lot. And sometimes I would even get like Spider-Man.
Emmy Blodnick said a funny thing. She heard someone wrong. When they said Daniel Craig, they said Daniel Radcliffe. When talking about James Bond. How funny would it be if Daniel Radcliffe was James Bond?
It should be.
Be funny? Like a little diminutive, a little James Bond?
A little wormy.
The weasel?
I mean, that guy was really scrawny.
Yeah, he's like five.
Muscular.
Five. Is he muscular?
Super muscular, but tiny.
He can probably do like 1,000 pull-ups.
Like veiny. Yeah. All like, yeah. Like just.
I bet he sticks his head inside of a pussy when he fucks. He sticks the head in the. Put your cans on, brother.
Oh, has this been on the whole time?
Yeah.
Even my story about, yes, I remember it was Lord of the Ring.
Yep.
Wow.
You don't like that?
I don't care.
It's good.
I don't care. It's good.
It's honest.
It's real.
It's real. If you didn't understand it.
I thought we were going to go leave.
We are going to leave in a minute after we close this bitch up.
Oh, we're talking about tour.
The thing is, we're going to be on tour here pretty soon.
We're going to be on tour. Should we say where we're
going to
be?
So let's talk it out. Tell them where they're going to go. Don't mind Dicker. He's
That's not Dicker. You're making fun of Dicker. Where's actual Dicker?
I mean, Nicodemus.
Where's actual Dicker? Yeah.
He's right.
Is right here, boy.
Here he is, his good old Dicker, stepping in to talk to Josh Fatum on the podcast.
That's my good friend Dicker.
Hey, Josh, you want to saddle up to that mic so all people can hear you good? All right.
Yeah. Well, we should also plug that we do a show together, Dicker and I, every Tuesday at the Copper Still in Koreatown if you're in Los Angeles.
Every Tuesday, not every Tuesday, coming up on holidays here.
Well, we'll probably do at least one of them in December.
Probably one.
Probably do one left for December. Then it's holiday road. Did you ever drive Lindsey Buckingham? Dicker's a driver.
Lindsey Buckingham write that song?
Yeah, he sings it.
I didn't know that.
Holiday Road. Oh.
That's the guy from Fleetwood Mac.
Yep, and it's a solo song.
I didn't know that. Oh, I do like Fleetwood Mac. I like their first album. I like Tusk a lot. Big fan of Tusk. I'm a big old fan of Tusk. I'm a big old fan of Tusk. I'm a big old fan of Tusk.
I love my favorite song on My favorite song on Tusk is probably
Oh Lord, let me downtown. I'm just looking for some Tusk.
I'm just looking for some Tusk. My dad did not like that song by ZZ Top. Tush.
Now, when they say tush, are they referring to the Yiddish word?
What do you mean?
Tush?
Talking about butt.
Like tushy.
We're talking about tushy as in go get some pussy.
Why do they call it tush when that's the Yiddish word for butt? And it's because more of a playful word.
When you think of a woman's body setup, it's kind of like the butt is a part of the pussy.
Okay. They want the butt.
It's part of the same line, that same curvature.
They want that whole line that goes from pussy to butt.
Because you slap that butt.
But why do they say tush? Why do they say, Lord, just looking for some pussy?
Because you can't say that in a song.
I'm just looking for a babe.
Tush has got a nice sound.
Now, that makes me wonder if all those ZZ Top guys are actually Hasidic guys with their long beards.
No, they ain't Hasidic. Josh, they're not Hasidic. They're just a couple of Texas boys who love Mexican food.
But are they ironically saying Yiddish?
No one gives a fuck about that stuff. I mean,
don't they know that that's a Yiddish word?
They don't know.
Does the audience know?
Josh?
Does the audience know what tush means?
Yes, they do. That's a number one hit. How the fuck would people not understand that tush is butt if it wasn't? You got this idea that just because something's from a different culture,
I'm saying, I'm just curious about the specific tush thing.
Tush means.
Do they know? Because, I mean, do they know that's kind of funny? That's what I'm saying. It's funny to me. It's kind of funny. These guys, or whatever.
You mean, do they know it's funny to you? Probably not.
Do they know, but do they think, are they trying to be funny when they go, I'm looking for some tush?
They're trying to be a bit irreverent, I suppose.
That's what I wanted to know. They should have added extra layer. Oy vey, take me downtown. I'm looking for some tush.
Josh, there's no Yiddish reference in there. It's
tush is Yiddish.
Tush, it may be Yiddish, but it's a common thing to say. It's as common as anything else to say.
Schmutz.
That's not. Schmutz is a bit more ethnic.
Okay, Chazerai.
Chazerai is significantly ethnic. It's not at all not ethnic.
All right.
I'm as white as
a about gift. Schleppin'?
Schlepp's all right. You can say
Oh, Lord, schlepp me downtown. I'm just looking for some tush.
I'm just looking for
even
some
more Yiddish. Tukas. I'm just looking for some
tukas.
Oh Lord, take me downtown. I'm just looking for some tukas.
We got so much hoes around up in here. I'm schwitzing my ass off trying to get some tukas.
Oh Lord, I'm schwitzing, just trying to get rid of this chazerai.
Chazerai is like an argument, right? We got a lot of
it's like
chaos.
Shit. It's shit.
Chazerai.
It's all this shit. It's garbage. Just get this chazerai out of the way.
And schmutz is like dirt.
Schmutz is more like, hey, you got a little schmutz on your face. Right. There's some schmutz on the counter. Schmutz
got it.
On
okay.
Your shirt.
Some schmutz. See you later, Dicker.
Chazerai is something that probably would be produced by a chazer.
What's a chazer?
A pig. A pig of a person, often called a pig. Look at this chazer. You look like, wipe the schmutz off. You look like a chazer.
Oh my God, it's good.
You know,
I didn't know that yarmulke was spelled yarmulk until I was like 23.
Yarmulke?
Yarmulke. And I was like blown away because I just realized, oh, that's how I get it. Yarmulke. Yarmulke.
Yarmulke.
It's like, oh, it basically tells you how to pronounce it in the way it's spelled.
Yarmulke.
Yarmulke. Yarmulke.
Yarmulke.
Ay, Yarmulke. Yarmulke.
I gotta learn the rest of the Yiddish words besides those ones I know.
Ich nag tu bunta.
What's that mean?
Ich with the one
Et nach
ta. Oh, that's Hebrew. Well, that's
Et nach ta.
Et nach ta
is the Hebrew word
for
that noise. That's the word. It's the word for how I've said it.
Oh. You know what does that mean?
Saying?
No.
Like, if I can recall correctly, you pronounce certain things a certain way when chanting a Torah portion.
Okay.
And the way to pronounce one is called et nach ta.
But what is that?
Like, that's an et nach ta. When say...
It's like saying a padiddle.
I don't know what
that's a drum thing. It's like when it goes like padiddle.
You throw a padiddle in there. Yeah, but if padiddle had lyrics, you know, so you or would like, do. So yeah. if Michael Jackson's Beat It were sung and you called it, oh, sing Beat It with a padiddle, you go, padiddle or Beat It.
Well, it's like an onomatopoeia.
What's a way of saying it? It's a tone. So you have to say something
that's
a
interesting.
Certain way. Like you have to, like this, I'm going to make it up, but if et nach ta is one, you have to say, like you say, if the word is, in Hebrew, if you say, I want some breakfast,
right?
You know, in the Torah, if it's said in Hebrew, I want some breakfast. And the rabbi says, you got to say, I want some breakfast, et nach ta style. Or you got to say it in the form of et nach ta.
Right.
I want some breakfast.
Oh, I get it. It's almost like, okay, that's
how would you describe that better?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's something, you could say it's almost like an iambic pentameter.
Yeah. Because
it has to do with the way you stress. Because iambic pentameter is da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
cantors. Those cantors. Did I say rabbi? I meant cantor.
Cantor.
Those cantors. No. And there's Hebrew chants. Like if you are going to chant something from the Torah, mm-hmm. you have to chant them all in either Et Nachta or whatever the other ones that I don't remember are. I only remember Et Nachta.
Allahu Akbar.
Yeah. Hawal Akbar.
This is what I used to do with this machine when I first got it.
Oh, in Chinese also, or most Asian languages, there's multiple tones. Mm-hmm. So there may be the word ma is said four different ways. Ma, 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 ma.
Hello.
Just so fucked up now, I can't do it. Sorry. It's a tour. Let's talk about the tour. Ding, 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 Sarah Palin. Okay, here we go.
Now, 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 now. Should we say where we're going?
Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, December 2nd.
Atlanta, Georgia.
At the Earl.
The Earl. How did you remember that?
Because I remembered it because I just wrote it out today. Oh. December 3rd.
Chattanooga, Tennessee.
At
The Revelry Room.
The Revelry Room, Chattanooga, Tennessee. Chattanooga, I've been there before. It was a great show. Going to be a good one again.
Chattanooga.
December 4th.
Nashville, Tennessee.
The Crying Wolf. A great venue and a great town. Probably going to see our friend Patrick there. It's going to be really cool. Good food, great chicken that's spicy. December 5th.
Nowhere. We are off that day.
We're off
that
day, so we can stay in Nashville and buy some records.
Stay in Nashville. We could go all around.
We could stay at Patrick's house. There we go. Hey, Patrick, we're going to stay at your house.
Also, my grandparents are there, so we can hang out with them, too.
Probably not, but keep going.
And my aunt and uncles will be there.
Oh, man. It's always a family affair with you. I can't believe it.
Love family.
You do love family.
It's a family affair.
Okay. Next, we got December 6th.
Kansas City, Missouri.
Missouri.
If you're in KCK, come on down to KC Mo.
What's the KC Mo?
The Tank Room.
The Tank Room.
The Tank Room.
The Tank Room. KCMO, December 6th.
December 7th.
We're going to be in Madison, Wisconsin at the Majestic Theater.
The Majestic Theater.
December 7th, Madison, Wisconsin, Majestic Theater.
December 7th, Madison, Wisconsin. December 8th. Chicago.
Chicago.
Chicago, Illinois.
At
Chicago.
The Beat Kitchen.
The Beat Kitchen.
That's a great venue. I heard from Beth Stelling of Chicago. It's a good place
to perform. Beth Stelling endorses us.
Couldn't play at the Underground because of some soundingly made up bullshit called a comedy license.
Or was it Subterranean something?
Either way.
We
couldn't play someplace because of a fucking thing that the city has invented called a comedy license, which shouldn't exist because we live in a free country where you shouldn't need a license to have comedy.
To talk.
Kiss my ass, motherfuckers.
To talk.
Final show on the tour, Ferndale, Michigan at the Magic Bag.
A nice little bag.
Oh, this place is a great music venue, host to a lot of great musicians. It's going to be us there. All the tickets on tour are...
And we'll be singing some great jokes.
Oh, we'll be singing some great jokes. All the tickets on tour are $15, unless maybe there's some pre-sale discounts, but they're all $15. Josh and I are co-headlining.
Get them tickets.
We're each doing at least a half an hour together. It's going to probably have...
jokes, wacky stuff, messing around, funny jokes. I mean, we got some jokes and bits. We got some bits that you haven't even heard of.
We got bits that you don't even know about.
We got bits, and we're going to break them up into little bits. We're going to break them up into little jokes and chunks and pieces, and we're going to put them out there. You want to hear some songs that I've written inspired by my dog?
Yeah, I want to hear them.
Could I get a new groove?
Yeah,
a new
beat? Slower? How do you want it?
Probably a little slower, yeah.
Something more like straight, like this?
I think maybe turn it down a little on my headphones.
Really?
As they say. What's a good one? Oh, a classic one that I've seen from Bobby. That might be too loud of a beat, I think, for the song. I'm gonna have to compete with the beat. I don't want to be competing with the beat. No.
Don't compete with the beat.
I don't want to compete with the beat.
How's that?
No, I don't think I'm ready to do it yet.
Hold on. Yeah. No, it's too funky.
Too funky.
Hold on. Wait, hold on, I'm gonna get you something. Oh, is it a rock beat?
Yeah, maybe that.
How's this? How about this?
What?
Or is this? Is that too basic? This sounds good,
maybe
right?
Maybe it's too fast. Too slow now. Now something's wrong with my voice. I can't do it.
No, this is good. I'll make your voice sound good. Trust me.
No, but it doesn't seem like it's the right one for this song.
Just commit. Josh, just fucking commit, bro. Right. I'm here with you. I'll help you out.
This one's called
Beezlebub?
Beezlebuttons.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. For the first time on Twisting the Wind, a chart topic here from Josh Fadem about his dog, Bobby. This is called number one hit, KCSBWT456441837 WVFS Tallahassee. Here it is from Josh Fadem, the hit, the master, the blaster, the big old hit track, Beezlebuttons, buttons, buttons.
Beezlebuttons, Beezlebuttons. Everyone knows he's Beezlebuttons. Beezlebuttons, Beezlebuttons. Everyone knows he's Beezlebuttons. Beezlebuttons, Beezlebuttons. Everybody knows he's Beezlebuttons.
Beezlebuttons. Everybody knows he's Beezlebuttons. Everybody knows he's Beezlebuttons. Everybody knows he's fucking Beezlebuttons.
Yeah,
Everybody knows the Bezo buddies, but the motherfucker and the fucking on their buddies. Been with the Bezo, get to Gizo. I'm about to rap you up CT Stone. PCH Pacific Coast Highway. Brought to you by
Pacific Coast Highway. Hello. Should I start regular? Shan't I start a regular man? Hello. Shan't I start? I'm a man. Hello. I'm a man. I'm a regular man. I'm a man who gets airtime. I'm a man from the 50s. I am a man from the 50s and... Pardon me. I am a man from the 50s. And when I speak, I make sure that every letter is given equal airtime and is given equal attention. Equal attention is what's important in speaking. Diction, pitch, and letters are what matter most to me. As a man who speaks, I care deeply about every letter being represented in words that I say. It's most likely and quite possibly me being a man who is a product of the 1950s. Why, you might expect someone like me to run for president. Today, you would not hear a candidate speaking and giving equal attention to every letter, because those candidates are not from the 50s. I'm a man who you might find a public personality to. Every letter is given equal attention. You hear how I said the word letter? I said letter, L-E-T-T-E-R. I didn't say letter.
No, you didn't.
Letter.
No, you didn't.
Letter.
No, you didn't.
I said letter. You hear how I said the word. I made sure every word and every letter in the word. W-O-R-D. And notice how I said double. I didn't say W. I said W. That's the name of the letter, and that's the letter I will be pronouncing. You won't be hearing people in the year 2015 speaking like me. You'll be hearing men in the 50s pronouncing letters and words in every word they say. Why? Because that's an important part of the education system. Diction. You learn to speak properly. If you're an educated everybody, after you learn letters as well.
Josh
is what's most important.
Let's say goodbye.
Right.
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 Bye.
Right.
Bye. Bye. Who's there?
Yeah, who's there? Come in. Come on in.
Bye.
Feral Audio.
I can't believe how cold it is. It's so cold.
Are you fucking serious?
Don't you fucking talk to me.
You're off the phone and look at me now. Now you think so.
As a branch of the United States government, it is the mission of the National Security Agency to assess and flag citizens of the country who may present a threat to its security. The NSA has clearance to wiretap by any means necessary.
Tapped. Incidental recordings of private conversations from the files of the NSA.
on feralaudio.com.